We're on Tadi Zayin, Amar Aleph. About five lines down, Amar Shmuel. Amar Shmuel, Kol Shebechatas Mesa, B'Pesach Koriv Shalom. Anything that by a Korban Chatas, if it was not being brought as a Chatas, that Chatas, for whatever reason, it was Madcha from the Chatas, would end up being Mesa, that Chatas would go to Nisa, B'Pesach Koriv Shalom. In such a case, a similar case, that if it would have been about Korban Pesach, that is brought as a shlamim. The chotcher bechatos roi. Anything where a chatos, we say that you can no longer bring this as a chatos. You're going to go ahead and let it go and be roi until it becomes tame, until it gets a mum, and then you sell it and it's yiplu. The mum is yiplu in the dava. So that over here by Pesach also nami, but Pesach nami roi also in such a case, a similar case by Pesach, it would also be. It would also be Raya. So there are five chatois that are mesas, that are halachal moishim in Sinai. They are a vlad of a chatas. You designated behema as a chatas and now it gave birth. That vlad has the kedusha of the chatas, but you can't bring it as a chata. You're not bringing it as your carbon. Continues with the kedusha, so you let it mesa. Again, these are all halachal moishim in Sinai. Vlad chatas, tumuras chatas, chatas shemesu ba'alea, before they were able to bring the carbon, it's mesu ba'alea. Chatas sheneschapu ba'alel yidei acheres, and chatas that was brought, you lost this one, you have another, so you bring another chatas. So then the other one is that is mesa, the one that you didn't bring, and then the last one is ova shenasa. Okay. And Shmuel says, Shmuel gives a simon and says, by Pesach it's a simon that if it's chatas is mesa, so then by Pesach it's korev shlamim, and if by chatas it's raya, then by Pesach it's also raya. Rabbi Yechidon argues on Shmuel and says, ain't a Pesach korev shlamim. Pesach is not brought a shlamim. The only one that Pesach is brought shlamim is elish and nimtzeh ashkar shchita. That is where you lost the behema. You brought another carbon Pesach, and now and you brought the carbon, it was shachot, you brought the carbon, and now you found it after. If you find the behemoth before shchita, loy, that is not going to be that's not going to be karev shlamim, that will be raya. Maskeflo Rav Yosef. So Yosef asked the question, klalahu, is it a klal that Shmuel said that kol shebechatos mesa is karev shlamim, and if what's raya by chatos is raya by shlamim? V'harei chatas sh'over shenasa, a chatas that you were over the year, a chatas that I have that let it go for a year, now it's roya, right? And you can only bring it up until a year old. Now it's past the year old, so then it is roy. The re'iyah, as it goes for re'iyah, you let it graze until it gets a mum, and then you yiplu mum and ledava. The re'iyah, as l'damarim shemim, where do we see that? Where do we see that it's raya? The Amar of Shimon ben Lakish, Shimon ben Lakish says, "Chata sha'ava shenasa raya naisa ki'ilu hi amedes beis akvaris." We look at it as it's always sitting in the beis akvaris, meaning wherever it is, you cannot shecht it. It's going to misa and it's yipluun on the double.
Chatas can't be more than a year old.
Right. Beis akvaris v'raya ki agavna kar shlamim. Yet in this case, in this similar case, by a Pesach, it's brought as a shlamim. Pesach sha'avu shenasa, what's halacha? It's karev shlamim. If I didn't bring it by Pesach, I'm pushed off to Pesach sheni, and over that point, it becomes a year old. So I'm not bringing the same carbon. Right? I bring it as a shlamim. Desanya, how do I know that it's brought as a shlamim where it's over Pesach? Desanya. Kesev, the rabbi says a Pesach la'alya. When it says in the Pasuk, we saw this yesterday, when it says in the Pasuk, in Kesev, if it's a Kesev that you're bringing as a shlamim, so then, and so Rabbi says, a Pesach la'alya, we said we didn't need to say the words in Kesef, because we were talking about a Kesef the entire time. So why did it all of a sudden say it here? So we said it over here to tell me that the Pesach that is brought, the Pesach has the din of Aliyah also. It was extra to tell me, because by the Karban Pesach, it doesn't specify what chalif your makriv. Mm-hmm. We saw this yesterday. It just says that the chalev goes on the mizbeach. What chalev is it? So we'll be learning from shlamim. That's all the chalev that applies by the shlamim will apply by the Pesach. Where do we learn it from? We learn it from in Kesef. Right. So that would include the aliyah from Kesef, would include the aliyah. Because you Omer in Kesef, the rabbi says a Pesach. When it says in Kesef, it's include, it's a Pesach Shavish and Nasai, a Pesach that's Avish and Nasai, Ushlamim Haban Machmas Pesach, and a Shlamim that's brought Machmas a Pesach. Now, what does that mean? Pesach Shavish and Nasai? You're bringing it as a Shlamim. I might have thought there's no din aliyah. Kamash Malon the Pesach, that there is a din of aliyah here. In what case? Pesach Shavish and Nasai, and that you're bringing it as a Shlamim. If Shlamim Haban Machmas Pesach, Chom Mitzvah Shlamim, it's to include Pesach Shavish Shnasai and Shlamim Abba Machmas Pechas Meisar Pesach, that is all mitzvah Shlamim apply to it. Unim Tzmichu Nusachim Tunufas Chaz Shaik. Because I made the price continue there and it says Im Eiz. Then what did the Pasuk mean when it says Im Hifsek Einyan Limit Al Eisha Ein Tal An Alya, to teach me that Eiz does not have an Alya, only it only applies to a Kesef. So what do we see from this? We see from this that Shmuel's rule doesn't fit, because Shmuel said anything that you find by a chatas, the second part of Shmuel's rule was anything by a chatas that is raya by Pesach. Yet over shenasai by a chatas, which is raya, what's the rule by Pesach? It's karav shlamim. So that rule is not working.
So
chatas is raya.
Right.
So then Shmuel's rule is not accurate. So, or says, Kika Amar Shmuel Amalek said back to him, Kika Amar Shmuel ba'avudim, b'tchuyin loy Amar. What was Shmuel's case talking about? Shmuel only said his rule about cases that it was talking about avud, not cases about dachoy. When it was a case of dachoy, they were matcha off from Pesach, that he wasn't dealing with. He was only talking about the cases of avudim. Meaning he didn't say the full rule the way we said it, the way we understood it, that it applies to all cases of chatas. No. Cases of chatas that are avud, that are raya, will also be raya by Pesach. Cases of chatas that are mesa, are avod that are mesa, will apply to, by Pesach will be kariv shlamim. That's what Shmuel's rules. So now, v'ektigumar of avod mimish gachas law, how do you have a case of avod by chatas that's going to be l'riya? V'avod mimish gachas law, v'arev avuda, b'shas afrasha lirabbanon deliriya azla avuda by shas afrasha. According to the rabbanon, it goes liriya ditznan by chatos. It goes liriya ditznan because we learned in the mishnah hifrish chatos v'avda. You mafresh your carbon chatos and you lost it. V'hifrish acheres tachteh. So you went ahead and you mafresh another one. V'nimtzis harishayna and you found the first one. V'rishtein emedes. And they're both in front of you. Achas mehen tikarev. One of them you bring. Vashnia, Thomas. The other one goes to Misa. Divrei Rebbe. That's what Rebbe holds. Vachachamim, my real chachamim say, ain't chatos mesa. The only time a chatos is mesa, elish and nimtzas achas and eschapu bailim, is where it was ovid b'shas shchita. It was ovid b'shas kapara, which is mashma hakoydim shen eschapu bailim. If you found it before you the bailim was meschaper, raya. Right? They said, when is it mesa? Only after, where it's so, koydim shen eschapu bailam. Though you found it again before, the rabbanon would say that it's raya. Right? They're arguing on Rebbe. Rebbe said it's mesa, and the chum are saying that it's raya in such a case. V'ilu b'pesach by the carbon pesach. In that case, heichad da'avad v'nimtza acher chatzos, where you found it, and where you lost it, and you found it after chatzos. Koydim shchita, but before you brought shchita, before it was brought, karev shlamim, it's brought as a shlamim. The case of where you lost the karmim pesach, it's now chatzos, you mafresh the second one, it's now past chatzos, so now either one of them could be brought if you found it. You find it, so you have two in front of you, and you shecht one of them, what's the other one? It's moisa pesach, it's brought as a shlamim. So Shmuel, could Rebbe Svir, like Mar says, Shmuel holds like Rebbe. What, which is what? Chatas Mesa in that case. Right?
It
doesn't hold like the Rabbanan here. Shmuel is holding like Rebbe, who holds where in the case of Chatas, you have two of them. Right? You lost one, you mafresh the second one. Before you brought the second one, you found the first one. Right? So now whichever one you can bring, the other one is Mesa, according to Rebbe. So that's a case of Avod. That's Mesa. Which tells me what Shmuel's rule. Shmuel's rule is where it's Mesa is Pesach Karev Shlomim, which is perfect, because this is the case we just finished saying. This case, if you had this case by Pesach, it's Karev Shlomim. So Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel holds like Rabbi. So Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel like. The Amar Avudu L'Misa Azla, right? It holds like Rabbi, it holds Avudu L'Misa Azla. So now it works. In fact, in Rav, I'll call Avudu L'Rabbi Mesa. Every case of Avudu by Rabbi is Mesa. V'il Pesach Hecha Da'avu Kodim Chatzois V'niktum Nimtza Kodim Chatzois Raya. Rabbi said all cases of Rabbi are where it's Nimtza. All cases of Avud according to Rabbi are going to be L'Misa, which would mean if it was by Pesach, it's all l'shlamim. But you have a case by Pesach, if you lost it, you lost it before Chatzos, and you found it before Chatzos, in such a case, it's going to be Raya. That's the halacha. In that case, if I found, I lost my carbon, I'm mafresh a new one, before Chatzos, and now I found the first one. So the other one is going to be Raya.
Okay.
That's all of it. So how does that fit? That's a case of Avud. According to Rebbe, it's going Lemisa, so it should be Karev Shlamim. So it says, Koidim Chatzois lav Avud hu. Koidim Chatzois is not considered Avud. What did we say Rebbe's? What did we say Shmuel is talking about? Only cases of Avuda. No, what did we say? When Shmuel said his rule, that was the beginning of our answer. What is Shmuel's case talking about? Shmuel's rule is only talking about Avudin. He's not talking about Tuchuin. This case is a case of Dachuin. It's not a case of Avud, it's a case of Dachuin. Why? Because it's Koidim Chatzos. Koidim Chatzos is not the Zman Shechita, so it's not going to be considered Avud. Avud, who could do Rava? Like Rava says, the Amar Rava says, Avedas Laila Lav Shmo Aveda. Aveda of night is not called an Aveda. This is referring to the case of Chatas. If I mafresh chatas, I lose it at night.
Yeah.
I go ahead and mafresh another one, and then I find it that night. That's not going to be considered a case of avod.
So what happens in the case of Pesach? What happens in the second one?
It's a case of
it becomes a shlamim or
no? It's raya here, but that's fine because it's not a case of avod. We're only discussing cases
what
of avod.
What I'm saying is what happens, meaning you already were makdish the second animal, right?
Again. If a makdash lost before chatzos, I lose.
You
find.
Well, but before you find it, before chatzos, you makdash.
You makdash another one,
so
and then I found it before chatzos.
Yeah.
I found it before chatzos. It's raya.
Okay.
In that case, it's raya, but that's not called what the Gemara is saying now. It's not called ovid. That's not called
right,
a case
so
of ovid.
So does one of them now become a shlamim?
No. One of them is brought as the Pesach.
Right.
The other one is Raya Cheistav until it gets a moment. And the money is brought to Shlomim.
Why by this case? Meaning, we said that Shmuel's rule applies by Chatas, which is applies by Pesach, only by a case where it's after Chatzos. So in this case, why wouldn't it be considered a Shlomim?
Why is the rule... You ask me, why is the rule Raya here?
Right. Because if you're saying that Shmuel's rule only applies by Achar Chatzos, right? If you're saying Shmuel's rule only applies Achar Chatzos,
because
he's comparing it to Chatzos, right? And then it's only after Chatzos, so the Mechatesi over here, the second animal would be
Raya.
Why wouldn't you just say it becomes a Shlomim?
We have this. Because it wasn't Koveya as a Pesach yet. Because it was all before Chatzos. Right, that's what, but I can't bring it as a Shlomim of the Moisar Pesach. I can't bring it as a Shlomim of the Moisar Pesach because it has to be lost B'shas HaKrova in order to be
Shem.
No, so what's going to happen is the Yirachi is starting, the money gets used for Nedava on the Mizbeach. Okay. I can't use the behemoth because I was makdisha for something
right? No,
that I can't bring it for.
Right.
I can't bring it for that
okay.
Because it was. Okay. So the Gemara says that this is not considered a case of Aveda because it is Aveda's Lila, it's Lav Shmei Aveda. So the Gemara asks, okay. So El Rebbe, El Raya El Rebbe, Eichem Meshkachas La. So how do you find the case of Raya now according to Rebbe? Because remember, Shmuel said two dinim. Case of Avud. that is chatos mesa is going to be karev shlamim. In a case of avud that is chatos raya is going to be raya by Pesach. Now we just knocked out the one case of raya that we would have said was avud according to Rebbe. So el raya le Rebbe echemesh kachasla says kid Rebbe Yishia. Like Rabbi Yishia says, what's that case? The Amar Rabbi Yishia hifresh two chatois la'achrayis. I am mafresh two chatois la'achrayis. If I lose one of them, I have to bring another one. Right, so I have two of them, one to watch my back for the other one. Mischaper be'achas mehen. So I only have one karmakatos to bring, but I am mafresh two of them to cover my base. If in case one of them's lost, I'll bring the other one. So mischaper be'achas mehen u'shniya tira. And the second one goes is raya. Va'ilu pesach ki agavna karev shlam. In fact, Gemara, one second. That case, so before we get to the question, so what's there? It's just saying, what's the case of Rebbe that's going to be a case of Avod that is Raya by Chatos? The case of Avod that is Raya by Chatos is where I'm mafresh two of them. I have one in front of the other. Now, the Gemara could have asked here and say, that's not a case of Avod, it's in front of you. Right? You know where it is, that's not Avod. The Gemara is going to ask a better question, that's why the Gemara didn't ask that. But, right, so we're the Havamina here is, no, when I'm mafresh two of them, I have them both in front of me. So that's not a case that Rebbe is going to say chatos is mesa. In this case, where I'm mafresh two of them for the chatos, and only one of them is going to be brought, the other one is yira according to Rebbe. So that's the case we're talking about in the second part of Shmuel's rule, which is kol she b'chatos raya is raya by Pesach. Frek the Gemara, but that's not true by Pesach. Va'ilu b'Pesach ki agam nekarev shlomim. In such a case like this, where I'm mafresh two of them for the carbon Pesach, not sure which one I'm going to be, and I'm go ahead and I shecht it. No, here we're talking about a case where it's Zman Shechita.
Yeah.
Here it's during Zman Shechita.
And he set aside two.
I have two of them. I set aside two. Yeah. The other one is Moisar HaPesach. That's your classic Moisar HaPesach. So it's going to be makarev shlomim. Va'ilu b'Pesach ki agam nekarev shlomim. El Shmuel ki Reb Shimon tzvi ulaisik. Where it says, no, Shmuel holds like Reb Shimon, the Amar chamesh chatois mesas. Five chatos are mesas. There are five chatos that are mesas. V'ha Rebbe, so there are five chatos that are mesas. Meaning, Reb Shimon holds that all chatos go to mesa. There's no case of raya according to Shmuel, according to Reb Shimon. On that, the Gemara asks, right, so that would mean that the rule Shmuel said was a rule of a two-part rule. Part one is kol shebichatos mesas is karev shlamim by Pesach. Part two was kol shebichatos raya is Pesach is raya. In fact, the Gemara v'haraya l'Reb Shimon less like klal. Reb Shimon doesn't hold of raya at all. Gemara says Shmuel nami chadaka amar. Shmuel also said only one rule kol shebichatos mesa be Pesach karev shlamim. Anything by chatos that is mesa by Pesach is karev shlamim. That was the end of his rule. He didn't say anything about Raya. Kamash, my Kamash Malam, what is the Chiddush of Shmuel that he gave the Simen from Chatos Mesa to Pesach? Kamash Malam, lafukim into Rabbi Yochanan to exclude that which Rabbi Yochanan said. The Amar, ain't a Pesach Karev Shlamim, Elish and Nimsa Acha Shchita. That, and the only thing that's brought of Shlamim is Nimsa Acha Shchita. Avakoidim Shchita, loy. However, if it's brought before Shchita, according to Shmuel, according to Rabbi Yochanan, if he was Nimsa before Shchita, so then you're not going to bring it as a shlamim, it'll be yira. Alma shchita kava. So you'll see. What do you see from this? According to Rabbi Yochanan, the shchita is what's kaveyet is considered a pesach or not. Not it's kaveyet of whether it's considered. I'm sorry, considered avod of a pesach or not. If it's avod b'shas shchita, that's where Rabbi Yochanan says it's brought as a shlamim. Comes along Shmuel to tell me, no, that's not the halacha. What is it? Kamash malon chatzois keva. Chatzos is what's kaveyat of considered avod. If b'shas akrova of all the karbonis it was avod, then it's going to be brought as a shlamim. It's going to have the similar rules to chatos of the chatos that are mesa, which would be b'shas that you could bring b'shah that you could bring the karbon chatos. You lost it. You mafresh another one, and you found this one. So that b'shas that you could bring it during the next day, during the day. So what's going to be? You could bring it as a carbon. You could bring it as chatos. That's a case where the chatos is the other chatos is lemisa, according to Reb Shimon. So that Shmuel will hold by carbon pesach is going to be your mafresh. What's kaveyat according to Shmuel? What's kaveyat to be considered and a behemoth that's of it that you bring it as a shlamim when you find it? That is chatzos. Chatzos is what's kaveyat. Not like not like Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that it's not chatzos that's kaveyat, but it's shchita that's kaveyat. Lishna achrina, another way of learning the answers of the Gemara. The Gemara earlier had said, lost the place. It's going back on Zero. Going back on that which we say, Harei Avuda B'Shas Hafrasha. Where are we? Find it on Amud Aleph. Yeah. So we said, what was Shmuel's rule? We said on Amud Aleph, we said, what was Shmuel's rule? Shmuel's rule was only talking about Avudim, not a case of not Duchuin. He was only discussing Avudim. So we said, "Va'avin mimeshkachas la have avudu b'shas afrasha the rabbanon del riyah azla." And we said, "No, he doesn't hold like the rabbanon. He holds like Rebbe." Right? So the Gemara says, "Lishanach." We know another way you could have learned that part, that teretz of the Gemara. You could have said, "The ilu b'pesach hechid avad v'nimtza acher katzoyis kodim shchita yikariv shlamim." Right? So we said. So there the Gemara answered, what does Shmuel hold? Shmuel, Rebbe Svir Le Damar Avuda Lemisa. Right? Now it says, you don't have to answer Rebbe holds like, Shmuel holds like Rebbe. You could say, Shmuel, Rebbe Svir Le Damar Shchita Kava. The Shchita is what's Kaveyayet, not Chatzos. V'albin Tukama, Rebbe Yochanan Allah, Eina Pesach. Right? We could have said, when we said, oh no, Rebbe, Shmuel holds like Rebbe, who holds a Chatzos, in such a case, is Chatzos' Mesa. We could have said in that case, no, Shmuel holds, Shchita is what's kaveyayet. Shchita was kaveyayet, so then what? It's not going to be considered. We said over the, what? We said it's going to go to Riyah, because Shchita is what's going to be kaveyayet. Right. The Shchita is what's kaveyayet to be considered Ovid, but since you found it before the Shchita, it's going to go to Riyah. Right. Our whole question then was a question on Riyah. On the second half of Shmuel's statement, which was Riyah. Right. Forget for a minute that we said that Shmuel's only coming to say the first part, like Reb Shimon. Shmuel, right? Back to the Shmuel saying the full statement. So we're talking about a case of Avod, and there were two parts to his statement. Part one was Mesa is Lishlamim, and part two is Re'iyah is Re'iyah. Re'iyah by Chatas is Re'iyah by Shav. So what we had a question from over there. It's going to be the Re'iyah by that case of Pesach. It says, no, he holds like Rabbo who holds Shchita is Kaveya. So anything that happens before Shchita, it goes L'Riyah, so by Chatos and by Pesach. So Gemara says, you can't say that. Why? Avahami dekamer Rabbi Yochanan Allah, ena Pesach karv shlamim elo shenimtza achar Shchita. If you're coming, if Rabbi Yochanan was said, Pesach, the only time Pesach was karv shlamim is what's nimtza achar Shchita, avo koydim Shchita loy, but before Shchita, it's not, it's going to be Raya. Ama, Shchita Kava, that you learn from that. What is Rabbi Yochanan hold? Shchita is what's Kaveyet. So what do we learn? Mechlad Shmuel, we learn from that, Tzavar, that Shmuel holds, that what? Chatzos Kava. Chatzos is what's Kaveyet, is considered Avod or not. Not Shchita. That was Shchita. Not Shchita. Shchita is, Shchita's Rabbi Yochanan. Shmuel, who argues on him, holds that chatzos is what's kaveya. Ela Shmuel. So now you go back to the same cheshbon as we did before. Ela Shmuel ka Rebbe Svirle. We say Shmuel holds like Rebbe Damar Avudu Lemisa. Avud is a misa, and then it's going to be what's it called? Lemisa Azal. Iva Kol Avudin Rebbe Mason. I be Ivilu Pesach Hecha David Kodim Chatzos V'Nimtzah Kodim Chatzos Raya. So now you go back to the same question we asked. If he holds like Rebbe, you're going to have a case where chatzos is misa and Pesach is going to be Raya, right, like we asked on the bottom of Amud Aleph, where it says, So we give the same answer of Kodim Chatzos is Lav Avadhu. Now the Gemara, for some reason, decided it's not going to go through the entire rest of the Cheshbon, but holds Ksavar Chatzos Keva, Shmuel holds Chatzos is Keva. That three words of Ksavar Chatzos is Keva is that Rebbe, that Shmuel holds, like Reb Shimon, we're only talking about cases of Avudin in his statement, and he only said the first part of his statement, that is, Kol Shebechatos Mesa the Pesach is Karev Shlamim. And what is he coming to teach me? He's coming to teach me. He's arguing on Rebbe that says that Shchita is Kava. No, Chatzos is what's Kafei. It is considered Avud is the Zman of Chatzos. He holds like Reb Shimon, and there's only one part to his statement, which is Chatzos is Kaveya, which is all Shmuel was coming to teach us. Chatzos is Kaveya. Why I'm giving you a simon to remember all that of what cases are going to be Karev Shlamim, with Chatzos being Kava of cases of Avudin. If you want to know, those cases of Chatos that are Mesa, where it's Avudin, those will all be Karev Shlamim on Pesach, of Pesach will be Karev Shlamim. If it was Avudin, Bishas, Chatzos said they were Avud, then it's going to be Karev Shlamim when you find it. Like Reb Shimon.
Basically saying that
the Gemara comes out the exact comes right to the same answer,
but it had to go through the other.